Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Guys,
hey guys,
we're back.
Second day back in the stew.
Things are happening.
The sun is out once more.
Mm-hmm. But it also feels like it's setting. Like if you look outside,
it's been setting
so dark
since we woke up.
Yesterday when we were potting, I like looked out. It was 2:30. It was dusk.
Yeah, it's dusk in LA now. When us Angelinos wake up, the sun is fully in magic hour.
And then it's 3 p.m. Like, it's high noon at 9 a.m. And then it's all downhill from there.
It's like The Thing, which is dark, dark, dark.
Yeah, it's Alaska.
Speaking of Arctic vibes or, like, northern vibes, well, I guess The Thing was Antarctica, but I've watched the first episode of Murder at the End of the World, the new...
What's that?
Britt Marling show. Emma Corrin is in it. They play Diana.
Love Emma Corrin.
They're... stunning and so good. And they play an internet hacker sleuth named Darby Hart.
Darby. Not Darby. And how in this day and age as a writer are you being like, Darby walks into the room.
And she has, sorry, they have pale pink hair. And fucking Harrison Dickinson is in it. Or Harris Dickinson.
Who's
from
that?
Triangle of Sadness.
Okay.
Who I think he's one of the hottest guys alive.
I'm listening.
It's great. Clive Owen. Daddy Clive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's sexy. What channel is it on?
Hulu.
Okay.
It's like it feels like it's going to be like a Agatha Christie, like whodunit. It's like a billionaire assembles a crew of like influencers, technology space, science space, internet space to like break some new technology that he's cracked to them and like bring them to Iceland for this retreat week. And a murder happens.
Is it, like, funny?
No.
Is it edgy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gritty.
I'm always, like, a little bit at
Hulu. Oh, yeah.
I just, like, don't trust them.
Well,
I feel like I've been burned so many times. It's hard for me, personally, to establish trust with Hulu.
I trust Britt and Zal.
Same.
I think that I just love their, like, wacky outlook on the world and their crazy mixed up shenanigans that they get into together.
I love their chemistry.
Love their chemistry, and they create some really amazing shit.
They do, okay.
I'm
intrigued.
Stand with the OA forever.
Yeah, you're an OA head.
I am.
Through and through.
Thwarting mass shooting with interpreter voguing.
Why not?
Like, who would ever think of that?
May we all.
May we all one day. But that's definitely one to watch. I think you'll be in.
Okay. I'm open.
It's like a chic hotel in Iceland.
My heart is open.
Yeah.
And the cast is really serving. And Hulu, quite frankly, they needed this.
Alice Braga's in it. You know her.
Yeah.
She's great.
Okay. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Gwyneth Paltrow's ski trial is about to become a musical.
I'm like, hell no, but also like flying to London to see it.
I know. I'm like,
have we jumped the shark?
Why
didn't we think of this?
Think of this?
Some gays got really, they got tapped into something and they churned it the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. The world needs this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not mad at it. No. I'm just mad that it wasn't me. But you know what? I'm not a musical writer.
No, it's like a whole other skill set that like your brain needs to be wired a certain way to mm-hmm. be able to write show tunes. Gwyneth also, I was just surfing her Insta today. I hadn't checked in with her in a minute. She's just incredible.
Yeah. She remains the GOAT.
I love how now she's featuring Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Before he was sort of unseen.
Do you think Apple told her, hell no, mother? And
with
that's
what?
Why Moses is like more front and center. Like, hell no, like you can't put me on your Instagram all the time.
Apple?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's that? Is Apple at college?
Does anyone have eyes on Apple, Martin?
Does anyone have the T on AM?
Like, I'm ready for her to get into the mix on like a public facing stage because I like yearn for just more Apple content. But at the same time, I'm like excited for her to just live her life. And I actually think it's way chicer to just like never be seen.
That's true. I did see a video on Twitter of Zahara Jolie and at her college entering her sorority. And I'm just like, she's incredible. I love Zahara.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Angelina's kids are like firmly mother's children.
They're international.
They're fully all over the place. But I like that she's letting them like be regular and like go to college. Into her. Obsessed with her.
Yeah.
But Apple, I need eyes on Apple. I feel like.
Can like she and Dakota go get smoothies again?
That was big. I'm still shook by Madam Web.
I haven't engaged yet with the trailer because I can only take so much, but
it's a lot to take on spiritually.
It's too much spiritually for me. My loads, I have no extra room for the load of Madam Web.
Sydney Sweeney wearing glasses. Wait, I'm also like this movie that she's in with Glenn Powell that feels so cursed. They're still finishing it. I think they had to like wait because of the strike.
They're doing reshoots, which is like a bad sign.
But the trailer they released, I think, was just like what they had on like the dailies put together into like a unfinished.
But and the trailer looked, was also like recorded by someone else, like recording.
Yeah,
the trailer. It was very snuff film.
It was very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer, and I'm like, this movie is gonna be amazing.
It's either going to be just like a total flop or it's going to be like, was the George Clooney, Julia Roberts nonsense movie that they did together?
I never watched it.
I watched it on a plane.
It's a plane movie.
Yeah. And I like became brain dead after a while. I was like, this is the state of the union. Okay. Like we're all fucked. But like that movie did really well, right? Like people loved that movie.
They're undeniable.
Like, I feel like people, it's either going to be like a flop and everyone's going to be like, lol, or not care, or people are going to be like, I'm obsessed. Like, this is comedy now.
It's going to save cinema in the way Top Gun Maverick saved cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still. Wait, I thought the Julia Roberts, George Clooney one would have like, did it provide any kind of like, did it like Nancy Meyers escapism?
Not to me, it felt very green screen, like Bali. It was just like, it's not sexy. All the set pieces and like big lol moments are like, what? Like, they feel, it felt like an AI script.
Isn't Billy Lord in it?
Yeah.
Love her.
But like, there were absolutely zero lols and just like, it's crazy because they get drunk and play beer pong. It's like that kind of shit where you're like, can you imagine being in a room where someone's like, And then these two, they hate each other. Don't forget that. But they find themselves in Bali. And then at one point, everyone's drinking. And then they get drunk and they team up to play beer pong and beat the other team. And then execs are like, oh my fucking God, you're kidding me. Can you even comprehend the amazing, like, masterful script writing? The so funny. We have to do this movie. Like, who is it there that's like laughing at this? Who's even thinking of this in the first place and then having the balls to go in a room full of people and be like, and then they get so drunk, they fall asleep in the same bed and there's a knock on the door the next morning and it's their daughter and they have to run around and find their clothes and like pretend they weren't sleeping there. It's like, I want to kill myself.
I had a boss who, you know, who was great, but during the show we wrote, I remember one time I pitched something that was like really inane and he looked at me and he just went, really? You think that's good? And I was like, you need someone to be like, really?
You need someone to just
beer pong
pick a tiny pistol out of their pocket and then just blow their brains out as you're pitching them this horrible thing. Like, some people need to be stopped.
Yeah, who doesn't need to be stopped?
Who?
Harry Styles. Harry Styles shaved his head and it set the internet on fire. Is he going to Turkey?
Maybe.
To get hair transplant?
His hair is kind of thin.
Is it?
A little bit. Like, it's floppy, but like,
pretend.
It could be just like, there's a lot of like gel in it or like a lot of pomade to give it. I mean, he does have like a very pronounced widow's peak. You know that drill.
You know it well.
You know that drill of having a widow's peak and then being like, we got to propitia this.
Listen, this is
I say this because your hair is in an incredible place.
No, but I was fully in a place of...
You're in a place of, like, voluminous curls. I was like, in a place of lighthouse keeper. But you've also talked about a widow's peak.
No, so I had a full...
Like,
I was,
I felt like it was okay for me to use...
I was just trying to... I was
the
trying
WP
to, like,
slur.
I was trying to, like, seem upset when I wasn't.
Okay, I hope you weren't.
No, I mean, look, I had a radical... I had, like, the lowest tide hair. We had a low tide recession, and I fought it. But everyone, it comes for everyone.
It does.
It does not matter who you are. You can be
even
Harry
as a
Styles.
Woman.
Even as a woman. Why are you as a woman?
Having a widow's peak. Having such a pronounced widow's peak.
But Harry
I'm
Styles.
I'm telling you, it happens to the ladies too.
One of the most famous people in the world. And an international sex symbol. Even he. Widow's peak comes for us all. So you need to get on the propitia train or go to Turkey.
Maybe he is Turkey in his future. Because I also just love it when guys, like, shave their head out of the blue.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's so hot.
Fucking hot.
He needed this.
He did. Wait, what is this pleasing? Is this his clothing brand?
I don't know.
Anyway.
A fragrance.
Okay.
Shut up. There's enough. We have enough. Why do you need to then get into the fragrance game? Like, what are you doing other than just, like, more trash for Trash Island?
Mm-hmm. Wait. Speaking of, like, UK with Harry Styles, up in Ireland, a mysterious buzzing has been keeping a small town up at night for weeks on end. And this is, we were talking about the hum recently, I think.
Yeah, I was more talking about, like, an energetic hum that, like, emanates from cursed places, like, calling you to their depths.
This is, like, a full-on audible hell.
This is, like,
auditory.
Their smoke alarm is chirping.
Yeah.
And they can't find where the chirp is coming from.
Yeah, they can't find a source. A town called Omagh. It's a town of 20,000 people, which is actually, like, big. It's 50 miles west of Belfast, and they don't know where it's coming from. Local councillor Stephen Donnelly said the plaguing sound may seem trivial, but it's become a serious concern. This is creepy.
Yeah.
So there was a humming noise in the 70s in England. And this seems to be, there has to be, the Bristol hum, that's what it was. I remember watching a video about it. It fell silent for decades, and then the low-level Bristol hum returned in 2016. So is it industrial noise? Is it like a power plant? Is it wind turbines? We don't know.
It could be like a vibration from some sort of power plant.
Or traffic, like the, maybe like vehicle air, like noise pollution, like highways, right?
Yeah, but it sounds like hell.
Sounds like fucking hell. How eerie is that, though? Is it a new? Is it a sonic weapon?
Hate that for them.
Irish people don't need to be going through that.
No, they've been through enough.
They've been through goddamn
enough. But it also makes sense that they would be going through something like that. Like, if there were going to be a mysterious hum keeping a town up for weeks on end, it would be in Ireland.
What if it's the royal families? The royal family.
Doing what?
Just fucking with the Irish. King Charles.
He pushes the hum button.
Yeah. I can't believe we're living in the era of King Charles.
It feels really wrong.
He was a harbinger.
I don't know if King Charles has much kinging left to do. Like, I don't know if the royal family is long for this world.
You don't think William will ascend to the throne?
I think that next year, once Pluto goes into Aquarius...
What does that mean?
It means... It just signals a shift. Basically,
in 2024?
Yeah.
Wait, Pluto, what?
Yeah, babe. Honey, keep up.
No, I'm like freaked out now because...
Well, you should be, because the last time Pluto was in Aquarius, like the French Revolution happened and like the American...
Oh my God, now I remember you talking about this.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Freaked out. No, I'm just...
When you said on like a few episodes ago, you were like, 2024 is going to be lit. It's going to be it. It's going to be our year. In my head, I was like... Not if Pluto has anything.
No, that freaks me out because I remember my old roommate who was very into astrology and was like a kind of a practicing Wiccan. She accurately predicted when it was like a few days after Trump won. And she's like, you think this is bad? It's going to get worse in 2020.
Damn, she knew things.
She said something about like
the astrology.
The astrology of it all. She said something then explained it. And I remember being like, that feels so far away. And then she was fucking right.
It's all like toppling systems of power and like total reform and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I feel like that
during
kind of
election
shit,
year?
It's going to get, that's why I'm like, I got to get out of here in November.
Yeah.
By November, we need to like have like a fall pod plan.
To get off continent?
To get out of the continental United States.
Before the borders close?
We got to get out before like
before Trump takes power.
I truly have this hit where I'm like, I cannot be in America in November. Simply like, I can't be privy A to just like the online fodder that's going to take place. Like,
yeah.
And like, I don't want to be like watching people's infographics on like Instagram stories. Like, that is enough to make me suey. But then just on top of that, like, it's going to be chouse, I feel. And I just truly feel like it's not in my best interest to be in the U.S. in November.
No, I'll take my honeymoon then. Get the fuck out of America.
A fall, like, think about, like, fall in Rome or something. Or like,
I would have Thanksgiving.
I'd like you to think
I would
about...
have Thanksgiving in Italy, like an Ypres love, where they fall asleep with the turkey cooking and they wake up at 6 a.m. to eat.
I think we should embark on our Ypres love journey, like in October, like right after Halloween.
To escape.
You can
the
have
election.
Halloween. Yeah, like you can have Halloween because I know you love it. It's important to you. But then like right after, we board Skims Air and we get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you think Kim's gonna stick around?
They're in the fortress. They're in Calabasas. I'm not worried about them. But out in these streets, absolutely not.
Wait, so really quick, the Chinese president Xi is meeting Biden right now in San Francisco, and they've like totally revamped the city to zhuzh it up for like this big meeting. It's like a historical meeting, and they've cleaned up SF and they've put fences up everywhere, and like people are like, wait, why wasn't there an effort to like
why now
revitalize the city and like put effort into like funding like structural change in the city and combating like institutions that are keeping people like oppressed for like a trip? And they were like, sorry
doll.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's very weird.
It's crazy to
it's
me.
It's weird, but not surprising.
No, it's not surprising, but it's so fucking blatant and obvious that it was just like meant to be like...
It's just an optics thing.
It's an optics thing, and that feels like weirdly fascist and like...
Yeah.
It's like they like displaced all these people and just like moved them into like a hotel and they're like, stay here for a month.
And they're like, look, SF is gorgeous. Have you ever seen anything like it? The Bay. Welcome to our gorgeous city.
It's to impress basically our biggest like rival country. Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay.
And to be like, please stop providing fentanyl to like drug lords and then like infesting America, who then sell it to Americans and are like killing Americans.
Yeah, it's just the
it's so bizarre.
It's just crazy to me that like they just like basically made it like it's a small world and everyone's like, "Hey!" Like Biden lands and he's like, "Oh, the city. This is a beautiful city." And it's like, it's crazy to me.
He is
where did they just
skin suit at this point.
They just like made a bunch of homeless people, unhoused homeless people just disappear. Like that to me is fucking crazy.
I always wonder what happens when that kind of thing happens. Like where do
they shuffle them around like they're animals? It's crazy. It's disgusting. They just put them in like a hotel, put them up for a few weeks and they're like, get out of sight and don't actually help them. And then after a few weeks they're like, all right, come back.
Damn.
I can't. Can't.
Should we talk about your favorite couple, Dean and Tori?
Oh, yeah. They're still starting. So they're divorced now.
But he's living in a halfway house with, like, 8 men.
Stop.
Yeah. He has, like, copped to being, like, a violent alcoholic. Like, a crazy blackout alcoholic. And he's, like, living in a halfway house.
Where?
And I think getting sober.
Do you know where? Pismo?
I don't know. Ooh, Pismo?
For some reason, I feel like they're, like, up there.
Pismo has definite halfway energy.
Mm-hmm. Dean McDermott claims his and Tori Spelling's bedroom turned into a nasty pigsty, resulting in their sex life and marriage falling apart.
He claims their sleeping arrangements changed when Spelling wanted their pets, including a pig and several dogs, to sleep in the room on their bed. A chicken was allegedly living in their bathroom. These poor children.
Why does Tori Spelling have a pig? When she can't...
I get that. I understand.
No, I get that, but it's like, you're fighting black mold. You're fighting a killer mold.
Sometimes animals just like, you're like, this. I need them, our sweet mammals, to make everything better.
So
you're like, I may have black mold, but at least I have my pig.
So Dean McDermott sounds like he's pink clouding, and he's like in like full clarity right now, and he says, I have to put this boundary up for myself. I can't live and sleep in this kind of condition.
Yeah, their dogs were pissing and shitting all over the house. So he drew the boundary, moved to another room. This is before his halfway house journey.
He went on drunken rages. Wow.
Tori is Gaia. She's Mother Earth.
She is Gaia, but like she needs to get her shit together. I'm sorry.
I kind of like her just being like chaotic. She is like representative of the Earth. She is almost a religious figure in a sense.
She kind of is. She's sort of like a martyr.
Her struggles and like her origin story is very Greek tragedy. It's very tale as old as time.
She's like Cassandra.
Mm-hmm. And then like surrounded by her animal, like having like a pig and chickens and like dogs. Like there's something really like she's like a classical figure or something.
Yeah. But also I'm like, get your shit together. I need her to have
love
like,
it for her, hate it for her kids.
I need her to have friends. Like, I need her to have like a yeah.
She needs her to have friends.
Yeah,
yeah.
That are like,
I mean,
why are you
one friend? Would
one
be great.
Friend to be like, what are you doing? Like recently, there was someone on her street that got shot and killed, and there were like the neighbors were all out in the streets. They had to evacuate everyone. And you just see Tori in the mix. I'm like, how does this happen to this woman? Everywhere she goes in LA, there is calamity. She's Calamity Jane.
She is, but it's like, it's her legacy. It's because she's Gaia. She is Mother Earth.
I'm like, where is her mom?
Gaia has no
Candy
mom.
Candy Spelling.
Gaia is the eternal mother.
Okay, but like, her mom needs to come in and be like, come live in my house.
Aaron Spelling is Zeus.
Yeah. Candy's...
Hera. I was just reading about like Gaia that came from, I think, like a god trying and attempting to like fuck or rape Athena. And then she dodged him and he came on the ground. And that's how Gaia was born. That's very Tori to me.
So Gaia was born out of like being thwarted.
Gaia was born by a man's seed, like a god's seed spilling onto the soil.
But being like rebuffed.
Well, Athena was like either like either rebuffing or it just didn't happen in utero. It happened like on the ground.
Wow.
That's Tori though.
Yeah.
I think I'm onto something.
I never can get over that she got third degree burns at a hibachi grill at Benihana.
I mean, they're dangerous there.
Speaking of tragedy, Beverly Hills is turning into a full on descent into Sutton's downward spiral. She's unwell.
Unwell.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique, Benihana. Beverly Hills Angels. Yeah, Sutton is like, she's moving from camp to like, oh.
Crisis.
You said she was her smell.
She's her smelling for sure.
She's Becky something.
She's having, it's a bit blue jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because I love a woman going crazy. It's one of my favorite things to both witness and engage in and behold.
Mm-hmm.
There's something so powerful.
There is.
I'm like, cue Mad Woman by Taylor Swift.
Feminism is watching a woman go crazy unapologetically.
Feminism is the spectacle of a woman going crazy and like affecting everyone around her, but also being the butt of the joke, but simultaneously iconic for it.
This is also the episode where Kyle fully transforms into Rodeo. Like, there were shots of her where I literally gasped because it was Cindy.
Kyle Richards is the strongest woman I know.
I know. Wait, but look at these. You have to see this. One shot. Like,
this is Rodeo.
Yeah.
This is shocking to me. Her arms? Those are Rodeo
arms.
She's
jacked. She is Cindy Rodeo Steedel.
Who is an employee of Mauricio.
This is the simulation, right? Like, yeah. We've cracked it.
But Kyle is really, her strength, there's been no one in history stronger than Kyle Richards.
Zero. I cannot think of a stronger woman than Kyle Richards.
Mm-mm.
I'm racking my brain trying to even imagine a woman that could come close to the strength and tenacity
and
clarity
and grace
and sexiness of Kyle Richards, and I cannot think of it.
We come up on Dorit checking with PK the next morning after the Sutton freak out, and she's wearing a full like lock and chain on her wrist.
I was kind of into her jewels.
I thought it was very like me using a phone charger as a necklace.
But like in a wealthy way.
Okay. Kyle and, or Mauricio and PK went out the night before and had like a bachelor dinner.
Hello, my love.
Hello, Bubsy.
Hello, Bubsy. Let me tell you about Vegas.
Bubba love.
Mauricio and him went out and like, they definitely like murdered someone together.
They killed several prostitutes.
They're fucked up together and they do weird things and I just know it. They get like stoned. They take like ecstasy together. They're up to no good, those two.
Mo says,
my wife's always right. I never want to fight, so she's always right.
I was like, that kind of vibe, I see why Kyle's over it.
Kyle and Mo FaceTime as well, and theirs is very tense. Like, Kyle is clearly very over Maurice. he's driving and he's like, hey, baby, you look really good. And she's like, so you went out last night with PK? And he's like, yeah.
It was fun.
It was fun, though. We didn't get that crazy, though.
She goes, okay, can you tell me the girl version?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is classic Kyle. Spoken like a true lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Do the girl version.
I wrote, they're so cooked.
Yeah.
EJ and Crystal have lunch together, and it's very showgirls. Like, it's very Gina Gershon being like, honey, we're all whores. It had that vibe. Erica's like, let me tell you how it is. And Crystal's kind of like, almost like fangirling over her in a moment. Like, girlish little sister energy. Crystal has little sister energy.
Very little sister. But isn't she is she little or the oldest?
She's younger, I think.
It is little sister vibes. Yeah. Where EJ is today is, I'm proud of her.
I'm aspirational. That's how she would put it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's...
She's been through hell.
Yeah.
Her trajectory, like when you really think about where she started and where she is now, it is kind of shocking. Being also just so dragged this entire time and still standing... She is tenacious.
She goes, maybe she's stronger than Kyle.
They're going to battle it out. They're going to have a battle royale, Mortal Kombat style, at the end of the season, where the two strongest queens of Beverly Hills will have to fight to the death to show who's stronger. But I think Kyle could crack EJ in half.
Crystal goes, do you miss your life with Tom? And she goes,
I miss the holidays, the warmth of the house, the lights and the trees and how we would have fun.
And she goes, but would you go back and do it again? And Erica goes, no, 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 no. She wouldn't go back to her old life.
I love that.
She's stronger now. She's found clarity and resolution and solace in herself. She's accepted her messy ass self and that she's starting over and that she will never have what she had. But that was an illusion.
Woods and all. Woods and all. No, 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 no.
Sutton and Garcelle take to the Palazzo, which is, I think, my favorite spot in Vegas.
That's where my family stayed when I went at 12. We stayed at the Venetian, and I was so enraptured by the gondolas and the canals.
I just love that it's always, like, magic hour.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk inside, and it could be 3 a.m., but it's, like, a light dusk is great to me. And they'd say they're going to get on a gondola, and they both board, and the gondola guy goes, andiamo.
He's like, buckle your seatbelts, ladies, and then they drive down, like, the water's so gross, probably.
Yeah, it's a small world after all.
And they sort of talk, and he sings while they talk. They basically talk about how everyone misses Kyle when she was drinking, and they don't like this newborn Kyle.
It's really interesting to see because, like, from my perspective, and I think you share this perspective, it's like Kyle is better than ever. Like, I love this version of Kyle.
Me too.
And to see, I think this is what happens to a lot of people that, like, get sober or even people, like, I wouldn't classify Kyle as, like, an alcoholic or even really someone with a drinking problem. But, like, there are some people that when they stop drinking, you're like, you find yourself like triggered around or you're like, God, I wish they didn't. I think that this happens a lot because you also don't, you want to be joined in like a debaucherous activity or it's like, it attacks people's like morals or something for someone to stop drinking willingly.
Well, when people have to like evaluate themselves, it's like the worst thing in the world. Like, it's everyone's greatest nightmare to think about if they could do things differently. And I think Kyle, yeah, she might not be an alcoholic, but I think she's, like, a para-alcoholic. I think Kim, her sister's addiction, I think you can be... I feel like when you're the sibling of an addict, in a lot of ways, you, through Al-Anon or what, you become, like, a dry alcoholic in a way. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes that happens. And I think Kyle was, it was, her drinking was probably starting to be a problem. Like, she was getting weird, I think.
Yeah, but it's also okay for some people are just like, oh, this isn't serving me anymore. Like,
no, totally.
This isn't good and I don't want to do this. And then other people internalize that as a judgment on them. But it's interesting to see.
Everyone makes people make people's sobriety all about them.
Mm-hmm.
And they like internalize it and they find it threatening.
Yeah, or like annoying, and it's like it has actually nothing to do with you.
And some people who get sober are really annoying about their sobriety and like hold it over. Like I've had moments of like holier than thou,
mm-hmm.
and there's a self-righteousness to early sobriety that I think can like make people feel alienated from that person. But I don't think Kyle's doing that.
No, Kyle just is like, I want to be fucking hot. I want to be hot. And I'm horny and I want to get jacked. And it's like, I don't want to drink. And everyone's like threatened by hot, sexy Kyle.
Kyle's like, she and Dorit are talking and Dorit's like, I miss that girl though. We would be partying here and sort of debauching all around Vegas. She's like, where is that girl now? And Kyle's like, well, look, my husband parties constantly for his work and because he probably has issues. And she's like, I don't want to go out anymore. She's like, I like to just stay home and read a book and like get eaten out by Morgan. And like, that sounds great.
I really relate to this. This is like the big struggle with like, let's say you're not like a fucking problem alcoholic vibe, but you're also like, oh, this lifestyle doesn't serve me. And I just like, don't want to engage anymore. It's hard when other people like do want to have that lifestyle.
No, and I think people who aren't alcoholics who are just but are like sober curious, they don't want to get sober because there is still a stigma attached to it, and they're going to be I understand that, and like I think people are reticent to like or reluctant to say they're sober because then people are like, "Oh, you're an alcoholic," and then that might not be their truth. So they're like, no, I'm not. But so they don't even feel like explaining it. So they just continue to drink.
Or just like your interest. Like you're like, for me, I'm like, I have less interest as well in going to parties or certain events because I'm like, if I'm not drinking, like this isn't that fun for me. Like it really part of the fun comes from like having drinks or getting like loose, like. But that's also a sign that maybe I just am not interested in that party and then I don't have to go. But it's like they're tied in somehow.
Yeah. But I think Kyle.
Kyle has different priorities. She wants to work out. She wants to get up really early in the morning. I understand like not wanting to go to big, long, boozy dinners and like be in bed at 9 p.m.
She's like, my dream is to like live in the mountains and like do my thing. And I'm like, yeah, she wants to wear kibosabi.
She's a kimosabi girl at heart.
Kimosabi in Aspen.
She wants to put on her hat.
Yeah, and she wants to like strut around Aspen and like live at high altitude. What's wrong with that? And someone who says it later, I think she's going through a midlife crisis. It's like maybe she's just like arrived in her middle age and is like, I want to start living life the way I want to spend the rest of my days.
Yeah, I think a midlife crisis is more like if you're trying to like escape from who you are, be someone different from who you are. But this is like seems the most embodied I've ever seen her.
No, I think she's fully in herself. And I think she's like brave and feels like strong and not before she was such a people pleaser and like so codependent. And I feel like in this, she's like very like, no, I'm not. She's resolute. I find.
And having a boundary and like discipline. And that's sexy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The weather is getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I'm trying to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I'm planning a trip to Italy this summer, and I'm trying to stock up on lots of linenware for the hot Italian days. And Quince is a great option for linen dresses, pants. Their styles are really comparable with other brands that cost 2 to 3 times more. So I'm perusing Quince and having myself a little bit of a shopping spree. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/sexyunique.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Garcelle, and I like how they all have separate lunches in the hotel. I love a Vegas restaurant and a hotel.
Me too. Why am I in love with Kyle now?
She's great. Because she's really grown. It's 13 years of this.
She's a sexy ass woman.
She's sexy, gorgeous.
She's just with her hat and she's wearing like strapless. Ooh, got her arms out.
You know what it is too? And not to be like, I think everyone is a hater theory, but like, I feel like Kyle is truly the star and she's like come into her star power as an adult. And I think the other women just can't handle it. And deep down, I think that is
definitely.
I
think they're all threatened by Kyle, her power just baseline. But then when you see this person that is more embodied suddenly and is like killing it and like waking up and like getting what they want out of life and like
you can't have everything.
They're vibing, people are like, I want that, but I don't feel like I can get that, or XYZ gets in the way of me having the life that this person has. And then the hater train.
Well, yeah, it's like, ugh, and you're sober, like, and you have snake arms, like, not fair. It's not fair that she gets to be a natural star, has long-lasting staying power, and is tan and thin and sober and like living her life in cowboy hats.
I would argue that
haters come.
The haters will always come around, but I think that you never reach your true star potential if you're drinking, period.
No. Drinking, and I never want to like tell people to not drink because like that's just not what I do, but
that's not how you wear your hat.
It's not how I wear my hat. But I do, I will say that not drinking is never a bad idea.
I know.
Things are never going to, you will never have a worst outcome from something if you choose not to drink one night. That's all I'm going to say. If you wake up not hungover, it's never as bad as waking up hungover. It's like,
or pretty... mildly anxious.
Yeah, like, and listen, sometimes I know a stiff drink would take off a lot of like dread. Like during the strike, I wanted to drink a few times. I would have loved to have a little Merlot.
To have your cocktail at night.
Have a pint. Go to like a shitty dive bar and just disappear for like 8 hours and do coke. Sure, that would have been great. But then I would wake up the next morning and want to kill myself. And that's not great.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
And you had to put your hat back on.
Garcelle talks to Sutton about the lunch they had the day before with her son Oliver, and they talk about Raquel. Oliver made out with Raquel, and it was big drama, and Garcelle was like, no one recognized that you were separated and not attached at the time, and they made it seem like you were a cheater. And Oliver was like, you know what? I don't really care. Got me some
it's
fame.
It's fine. I'm in Vegas now. Look at us now, Mom.
But I wrote, the power of rock compels you.
Get her back. Everyone gets ready to go to a big old country bar.
Dorit imitating Erica, though, killed me.
Everyone gets dressed.
Well, they get dressed.
And they are going to go to a big country bar and ride a bull. And EJ goes, I haven't been to a country bar since my grandma died. And then I rode the bull all night. I want that short film.
They're going to a place called Tilly's.
This is kind of fun.
Kyle was literally ecstatic. Like, I've never seen her happier to be wearing boots.
In a Kemosabe cowboy, a $6,000 cowboy hat with real diamonds.
And a halter top.
No, a full-blown, like, corset.
Corset with no straps.
Strapless top. Showing off that collarbone, a cinched waist, and those power arms.
She's walking and you really see how little, she's tiny.
She's a tiny, sprite of a human.
She goes, gotta take my gum out.
Dorit goes, first of all, love the hat. Dorit's activated by $6,000 cowboy hats.
They sit down for a big dinner. There's going to be a steak, right?
Yeah, big old steak. There's nothing better than going to like a bougie Vegas steakhouse with friends and sharing a massive steak dinner.
But they bring out a game. And
this is the point
game
that it's gotten to, too. You know it's bad chemistry amongst the cast if every scene someone has to bring out question prompts.
I think they need to cut everyone except Kyle and Garcelle and maybe Dorit. And cut everyone else loose. That's what I say. Bring in a new cast.
I could lose Garcelle.
I like her. See, I like when they sit down and they're all ordering drinks and Kyle orders a non-alcoholic and Garcelle goes, how long is this going to go on? That I laughed out
loud. Okay, she does have good commentary.
I thought that was funny.
I think we could keep Sutton, Garcelle, Kyle. Well, Sutton's like giving good crazy lady.
Yeah, but maybe even get rid of Dorit.
Yeah, I'm over her.
I'm over Dorit. Sorry.
Crystal's giving us nothing.
Crystal gives us nothing.
Who even else?
Oh,
is
Erica
on the
should stay.
Oh yeah. So
or maybe be friend of. I think Erica could be friend of.
Friend of until like something really pops off, and then we'll discuss having her back on full time.
Garcelle goes, "Do you believe?" Oh, she gives Crystal goes, "Do you believe monogamy is natural?" And they immediately cut to Kyle. And Erica goes, yes. She goes, oh, no. She goes, you know, lionesses in the jungle, they go out looking for young males, for the young bloodlines.
We're all mammals at the end of the day.
She goes, old lionesses hunt for young dick, craving a healthy, pure bloodline. And then you just hear Dorit go, Erica is talking about lionesses. And she imitated her, and I thought that was funny.
Yeah, Dorit served some comedy.
Kyle goes, and then someone says, if someone were to cheat on you once, would that be the end of the relationship? And Kyle goes, I don't know.
But then in her talking head, she's like, look at me. Do I look like someone that could just like be like, as long as I don't find out about it?
Yeah, you do.
And I was like, yeah, you absolutely do. Give that energy. You all do.
I forgot that Garcelle had sent a mass email out to everyone in her life, notifying them that their husband had been having an affair for 5 years.
That's
which I'm
a
like,
cool. That's a slay.
If it was he deserved that. That's a full-on 5-year affair is fucked up.
Yeah.
And you deserve to be.
Why, as a man, are you having an affair for 5 years?
With someone in Chicago.
Why don't you just, if you're going to have an affair, like, just leave. Just then make the choice and go live your life.
I think it's almost worse, I think, worse than, like, anonymous.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's a secret life. That's a full-blown, like, finding out about a completely other life.
I just love Garcelle. Sitting down, writing an email.
She put her Snooki hat on.
Friends, family, I'd just like to inform you that my husband has been having an affair for 5 years with a woman in Chicago.
Thank you,
Garcelle.
Honestly, I hope in my lifetime to get an email like that from a friend. Because you know she made people's days like exciting with that email.
I think there was a news story about it when it came out. Like it was actually in the tabloid. In the tabloid.
In the tabloid.
One tabloid.
Yeah, I don't wish my friends harm, but if they do find themselves in a really big pickle maritally, I hope that they cause some drama and CC me.
Garcelle goes, it wasn't a happy day in our house. And I thought, see, that's why she needs to stay.
Yeah, okay. So basically we're only firing Crystal and Dorit.
Yeah.
Fair. EJ gets real about bills in a very refreshing way.
Yeah, she's like, I don't like to look at anything because it triggers me.
Well, and she's also like, I can't, Dorit goes, this is interesting. How much money is enough? And does money really make you happy? And have you reached a point where that figure is enough?
She goes, because I know a few billionaires. And I went, shut up, Dorit. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. Shut up.
I'm not buying it.
She goes, and I wouldn't trade places with them in an instant. I'm like, yes, you would. And then Sutton goes, I would. She goes, I'd love to have $1 billion. Real.
Refreshing. And then EJ's like, I yearn for a day where I don't have to look at the bills. Wonder how the lights which are going to keep on paying the water bill.
Her drama. She's like living like a single mother living in a...
I don't mind the downgrade, I don't. But I just want security.
I want security.
Just, my God, will I ever be able to buy a house? I was like, she is all of us.
She's like a country singer, like a struggling country singer living in Nashville. How do I keep the lights on?
Mm-hmm.
They bring a birthday cake out for Crystal, and EJ goes, oh, fuck, it's your birthday again? Which I thought was funny.
I wrote, not the cast of Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil 1.
Yeah, I was like, didn't Crystal also make a comment last year about Michael Jackson being problematic?
Or was she pro Michael Jackson?
No, she was, because Kathy was like, I love Michael Jackson. He was one of my best friends. And she goes, I don't know if we should be talking about her. Oh, because Kathy wanted to play Michael Jackson at Aspen when she called the guy faggot.
Mm-hmm.
And Crystal was saying,
"This is.
Is it even good to begin with to be requesting Michael Jackson at this time and juncture?
Well, give it some time and Michael will deliver your, three Michaels will deliver a birthday cake to you in Vegas.
They head on to the bowl house. And they all ride the bowl. And there's a cowboy manhandling everyone and I wanted that.
I want to see Mateo the bowl master plop you onto a bowl.
I would love it.
I was like, I feel this for you as no, like, you would, need this. And I was so I need into to him. See it.
Mm-hmm. His arms, he was just like this kind of column.
I want him to carry you across the threshold.
Slam me down.
And then just like plop you right on that bowl.
Sutton goes on, which I was surprised about.
Oh, Sutton.
When he plops her on, she goes, oh. And I was like, and she had her first orgasm in 20 years.
EJ goes, if Sutton's bull riding skills or anything like her dick riding skills, no wonder she's not getting a second date. She really cracked herself up with that one.
She's literally like an old gay man.
She's like Rodney Dangerfield.
She is.
She's Don Rickles.
She is fully like a greasy, graggly old comedian. The next morning, they're leaving and the elevator doors open and EJ appears with Mikey and his partner who's in Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And EJ goes, ah!
Hey, Sutton, you gonna apologize for calling their show disgusting and leaving? And Sutton's like, what? Also, she's dressed like a little baby.
She's wearing like, yeah,
she's dressed like a, my friend, like she's dressed like a preschooler.
She's regressing. And she goes, oh, I never said, I apologize. I apologize. I did not say, she is making it sound worse than it was. I did not say it like that. I am so sorry. And Erica goes, and the guy goes, it's okay. Maybe next time you'll be more into it and you can come on and dance with us.
Then she goes, and stomps away their little poofball sweater. And then a fight takes place in the sprinter where she goes, we'll just end it like this.
I guess we'll just end it like this. And she goes, no, don't touch me. Don't, because Dorit loves to, like, touch and, like.
She loves to, like, put her arms across you and go, baby, are you okay?
Yeah, and she goes, no, don't touch me. Don't. I am humiliated, Erica. Why did you have to? You chose at that moment to embarrass me. And Erica goes, in her confessional, she goes, honestly, I tried to give up fighting for Lent, but the Lord gave me this moment and I had to take it.
She had to take it.
I was like,
it was divine.
Hell. Yeah, she did. She goes, this was revenge. She wanted to embarrass
Madame Web.
She Madame Webbed her. And then Garcelle starts talking, and then someone's like, Garcelle, you need to be more, like, what did she say? Like, you need to be there for your friend more. And Garcelle was like, I was there.
And they're like, Dorit goes, can't you just take, Garcelle goes, I was there. She was literally out of 10.
And then Garcelle's like, she was out of 10. I was there. I'm always there. I'm always, but like, she can't, I can't fight all of her fights. And then
Dorit goes, couldn't you just take her down to a 2?
Garcelle's like,
she's a babysitter.
Yeah, Garcelle's like, she's an adult. And then Dorit goes, Garcelle, can we not raise our voices here? And I'm like, fuck you, Garcelle. She does
Dorit.
That.
Fuck you, Dorit. Sorry,
fuck you, Dorit. She goes, Garcelle, can't you just take your... Can we not raise our voices in this van? I'm like, that is, again...
Girl.
She is so...
You have got to chill.
She only does that with Garcelle.
I know.
And it's really uncomfortable and,
it's
like,
creepy.
Really creepy. And it's...
Like,
it's
get
getting,
your shit together, honey.
It's getting weird. It's like that NeNe Leakes meet. It's getting weird.
Yeah.
It's like, well, like, you know what's going
good
on.
God.
Never. She's,
lady.
Garcelle also wasn't yelling.
No.
But Dorit.
Sutton screaming and like scream crying.
Sutton going, don't touch me. And then she yells at Garcelle. I'm like, Dorit needs to, no hate with the tape over her mouth. That needs to be Dorit forever. Just shut up.
Yeah. She needs to shut the fuck up.
I was deeply.
I'm just like,
out,
babe, like, can you, you should watch this footage of yourself and, like, notice the pattern of you, these, like, repeated microaggressions.
Reprimanding this, a grown
like,
woman.
Can we not?
Yeah.
So then everyone gets back, and the next day, EJ and Garcelle meet at Madre, which is, I was like, to think that EJ Global walked merely blocks away from where I lived and went to go dine at a restaurant nearby. I was like, the neighborhood was blessed that day.
Mm-hmm.
But Madre, truly, this restaurant lets anyone film there.
I know.
It's empty all the time. They film there on Vanderpump Rules and now Housewives. I was like, Madre needs the business.
I like Garcelle and EJ's friendship.
Me too.
They're like single girlies, kind of just like...
entertainers
in like a new
showman.
They're both showmen. They both are showmen.
They are showmen,
and they're in sort of a new sexy chapter of their lives.
I want them to go troll for dick together.
They are. They were going to in Vegas, and then it got thwarted.
And then
by
Sutton.
And then they talk about how Garcelle's like, yeah, I need to really start letting Sutton fight her own battles because I take care of her too much.
Sutton's just such a baby.
She is. She requires. She's a really. Vampire friendship.
It's too much. It's not fun. Like traveling with someone like that who's simultaneously like really insecure. There's something about a woman of means who's also like incredibly insecure,
yeah.
That to me is like one of the most off-putting combinations.
Yeah, it's a really bad sign. But I would take Sutton any day over Dorit. Sorry. My truth. Wait, did you know Dorit's going
to
be in a Peter Pan production in London with Boy George?
No.
Yeah.
Who is she? Wendy?
I think so. Or maybe. Boy George is playing Captain Hook. And she's making her stage debut in London. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. I'll like post a link about it.
Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like who the lesser of two evils is.
Yeah.
They're both a lot to take on. Either one you get like just is like blabbering at all moments of the day, and then the other one is like, I don't know, I'm scared, and you have to like always tell that you have to like coddle them. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, you're literally, you get $300,000 a month, like get your shit together.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but like if you have a certain level of money, you need to shut the fuck up and stop expecting people to like
feel bad for you. Take care of yourself or pay someone to take care of you.
You need to then pay to just have a person on hand. Then that person is on the payroll and they exist for you to go spiral in front of and be like, I don't know, I'm what's wrong? And then they can be like, it's fine. But you can't do that to your friends.
A new job like verse like in the same vein as sober coach should be spiral coach,
mm-hmm.
which is someone
where you're a rich woman, you're beautiful, smart, have everything going for you, but you're like cripplingly insecure, and it's all your friends begin to resent you because all hanging out with you is literally you being like, what? Oh no, and they're like, I can't take this on, like you're absolutely like too much.
Yeah,
that's when you hire the spiral coach, and for like, I don't know, 50 to 100K a year, you can just text them or send them voice notes, or like maybe you have like a spiral closet or like a spiral cube that you like zip yourself into, and that's when you like freak out to them, and their whole job is to make sure that you're not doing it to your other friends.
That would be good. And then you would have like incredible friendships.
Because you know people like that who are, you're like, what the fuck? Like, why am I sitting here and like telling you everything's gonna be okay?
Yeah, I've been that person before to two friends, and my friends were not happy about it.
No one likes it.
It's, and the logo for the company is the spiral and saw. You know how they have like Jigsaw has that?
Jigsaw, it's like Jigsaw rebrands, and then it's like the Geico duck or whatever. The Aflac duck is like Jigsaw.
Yeah.
It's a happy Jigsaw for, what if the spiral coach just was like Jigsaw voice?
You're fine. You're fine. Stop this nonsense.
That's enough. Your friends are going to hate you. You've never been more beautiful. You look gorgeous.
You have skinny knees.
Sutton has Kyle over in the night for a little dinner, eat wine, snacks. Kyle arrives looking a little like Kourtney Kardashian. Like, her vibe is very, like, it's getting very Morgan influence already, and she's wearing kind of, like, almost like a skeleton hoodie.
Yeah, she has, like, the Chrome Hearts hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
I think that retails for, like, a few $1,000s.
And Sutton goes, oh, her and Avi, Avi's sort of her spiral coach.
Yeah. But he's a bit dark-sided.
He's dark-sided, and I think he's not emotionally solid enough, doesn't seem like, to handle, because he gets bent out of shape.
I think he feels like proud of being associated, and the spiral coach needs to be like detached and like very level-headed.
Unbiased.
Completely unbiased, just the facts. It's not a coddle coach. That's a different business. The spiral coach is like, tells it to you straight.
Mm-hmm.
But they will allow you to say anything you want to say.
Oh, yeah. Sutton goes, oh my God, you're wearing a hoodie. You're wearing a hoodie. Come on in. Avi's got us some fixins in the kitchen.
Come on into the kitchen. I'll make you some tea. And then Sutton's
she goes,
I need a cocktail.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, we get it. Dorit, I'll have Kettle One vodka with, or what is it?
Three lemons, carcass out. But she didn't say carcass out this time.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dorit's trying to be like relatable.
Yeah. They start talking, and Sutton seems at first like very chummy with Kyle. And then in her confessional, she goes, I had a revelation in Vegas that Kyle is not my friend and has never been my friend. I was like, what? And she kind of confronts. She's like, you didn't do enough to help me. And Kyle's like, are you fucking kidding? I chased you out, and like, you told me I shouldn't be there. Like, you basically told me to leave, and now you're telling me I didn't do enough. And she's like, maybe if you weren't crazy and like spiraling all the time and like having meltdowns about nothing.
And she goes, meltdowns, meltdowns. And then she goes, what meltdowns? Name them. Name him.
No, she does it kind of quietly.
Name him.
It was very So You Say.
It was, but it started off intense, and then Kyle goes, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to. And she goes, name him.
And then at first she does this one weird kind of acting moment.
Name him.
Oh, she goes, she's retelling the moment Erica humiliated her in front of the gays.
Cue elevator doors. Oh, Sutton. Now's your chance. You can apologize. What is
like, okay, groundlings.
Oh, Sutton.
And Kyle's watching like, oh my god. This is
Do you think she practiced that in front of Avi?
No, that came to her.
That was in the moment. Mm-hmm. She was living in the moment.
Yeah, that was too... That felt like we shouldn't be seeing that. The way her face...
Even Kyle was like, this woman's gone.
Kyle's like, I have my... Do you want to look at my older sisters? This woman is I love... taking it.
She could have gone, name him, and Kyle could have gone just 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, she goes, name him.
Name him.
Name them. And then she's, I think she's a little drunk. Name them. And her voice is kind of hoarse.
Name them.
Name them. Name them. And Kyle goes, stop, shut the fuck up.
And she goes, name them.
And then it goes, to be continued.
And then even more time goes by and she goes, name them.
And then later that night, like 4 a.m, you hear, and Kyle goes, and Morgan's sleeping next to her snoring. And she goes,
What is it?
And she goes, that's my phone. It's Sutton.
It's an audio message from Sutton.
And she plays it, and you just hear like the sound of like an AC unit like whirring really hard. And you just hear,
name him.
I think to this day, Sutton is still sending name him.
And then Kyle the next day is driving like by the 405 near the West LA. And she looks at one of those traffic signs and it says like traffic on the 405. And then it just goes.
It's just name him.
Name him. And then at one point, Kyle is taking some. She's in like.
She gets an emergency alert, like an Amber alert. And it's like. Grr, grr, and she looks at it and it says name him.
And then at one point, Kyle's landing. She's been in a trip. She's coming back from one of Morgan's shows, and she's landing at LAX. She couldn't get a plane like a charter plane in time, and she's looking out at the Hollywood sign, and she goes, "Oh my god!" And it just says, "Name him."
Kyle goes to a medium to try and reach out to mm-hmm. Big Kath.
Yeah.
And the medium goes, I'm getting a message. I'm getting a download for you. But this doesn't seem like Big Kath. I'm getting, name him.
And then at one point, they're having like a family dinner, and it's like Morgan's at the front of the table, Mauricio's in like, and then all of a sudden it's like kind of tense, and then someone cracks a joke, and then everyone's laughing, and then she looks over at Portia, and Portia,
name him.
Her face fully changes into Sutton's face.
60 years pass, and Kyle dies.
60.
Yeah, she's like one of the oldest living. She's the oldest living women in the world. Her like health, her whole like not drinking, working out thing like did wonders for her longevity.
What's your secret? Hats. Hats.
And everyone is like at her funeral, and they put the people put the final dirt on there, and they affix the headstone, and everyone's walking away, but it just, there's a lingering camera on the headstone, and it just says Naiman.
name him.
Kyle gets to the afterlife.
No, Kyle's literally in the coffin. She wakes up and she's like, I guess this isn't that bad. And then she looks over in the darkness. You just see
a skeleton with blonde hair and a little sweater with poof balls on it going, name him.
Name Name him.
I feel like Sutton started saying name him and then to this day has not stopped.
Name him.
Name him.
I'm going to call this episode Name Him. Well.
Name and names.
To be continued, name him.
I love the what a cliffhanger.
This is when you know this season's really stuck, is like, this is a cliffhanger.
Yeah. It's the first sign is being like, now there's been two episodes where like, I have card prompts. And then the second one is a cliffhanger on a non-cliffhanger conversation.
Name him. I did her face though when she went, ow! I was like, oh my God.
She's a woman on the verge. Someone needs to, Abby needs to come and take that cocktail away and replace it with just like a sparkling water.
Name him.
Name him.
Name him.
Name him.
Kyle is like, where's my dog? Like one of her 8 dogs. And then all of a sudden it comes back like at dusk and she goes, hey, you know,
get in here, Ricky.
Tracy, come here. Come on. And then good boy, good boy. And then on the hair shaved into the side, it says, name him. And Kyle goes, where have you been all day? Name him.
And then spotlights out into like on the night of a premiere. Instead of a Batman light, it just says name him.
Kyle's listening to KTLA in the background. A water pipe has burst on La Brea Avenue near 3rd, and name him. And Kyle suddenly looks. Did she hear the anchor say that? Or
she goes, "Hi." The anchor goes, "Hi, this is name him. Here with the nightly news.
Name him."
There's been 3 times. Kyle did name them.
There, you could name at least once every episode of Sutton's entire tenure on Housewives where she has a name a moment. Seriously. Sutton has a freak out every single episode.
Why is she so on edge?
Because she's repressed. And I think she's like, doesn't know how to identify herself without her husband.
Name
him. Well, we're going to name you all now in our cult shout out.
Our cult members. Our twin flames.
Twin flames.
I urge the cult members to pair off with each other, decide who is the divine masculine and the divine feminine, and
live
report
life
back.
Accordingly.
Lucy from London.
Lucy from Name 'em.
Brooke Johansson.
Brooke Johan, name 'em.
Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Brittany Ryan, name 'em.
Danielle McMillan.
Danielle, name them.
Lady Swampage gives no fuck.
Name them.
Lissara,
name them.
Malzadov.
Malza, name them.
Mary. Eliza Twaddle,
name them.
Mary's McKierney.
McKierney's, name them.
Mike Earhart.
Mike, name them.
Carrie Oaks.
Carrie Oaks, name them.
Sharon Baum,
Realtor. Name them.
Courtney Kesselman. Carrie Whitmer.
Carrie, name them.
Housley. Mariah Kay.
Mariah, name them.
Kathy West.
Kathy, name them.
Michelle Martinez.
Michelle Martinez, name them.
Kid Moore.
Kit, name him.
Hillary.
Orlando, name him.
Nick Sedaris. Emily.
Name him.
Kim Lucas.
Kim, name him.
Jeffrey Pratima. Name him.
Name him. Guys, we'll
Thank
see you,
you
next week.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.